For Mission Network News, I'm Greg Yoder. In 100 days in 1994, 1 million people died in Rwanda's genocide. This year, the Book of Hope is taking 100 days to share eternal life with 2 million school-aged kids. Book of Hope's Randy Young says they trained nationals to do the work.
They trained in a period of 4 weeks over 500 nationals, province by province, through the 12 provinces, to do the work. So we actually print, develop the books, and then resource the National Church to reach their own kids.
In one village, the team distributed over 15,000 books of hope. About 3,000 students also watched the Godman film, and 1,000 made commitments to Christ. Next, using cultural issues to share the gospel. That's what the American Tract Society is gearing up to do when the Da Vinci Code releases next week. They've produced 6 different tracts designed to address questions that arise from the movie. Donna Skell is with ATS.
My prayer is that Christians would take advantage of this movie and take advantage of this book. You can debate the history, but nobody can debate with you the difference that Jesus has made in your life.
And the goal is to send out 175 college students to minister in inner cities around the United States. They want to serve alongside urban churches and missions, armed with resources to share the gospel with children who live there. It's Here's Life Inner City Summer in the City Outreach, but they have a funding shortage of about $58 a week per student. The funding provides the tools needed to reach out to young people who would otherwise never hear the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is making available 2 resources this month, Book of Hope's 3 Stories DVD and Rob Hoskins' book, Seeds of Spiritual Lineage. You can request them at our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.